And nobody has really ever objected to it except the civil rights people themselves. And they said it was just a Southern strategy to keep them passing a good bill. The service was really suggested by a boy named Keel, who's Eddie Weisel's friend, and who helped me settle the railroad strike, and who is a top conciliator in New York. And that's the way they handle them all up there. When Bob Wagner gets anything hot, he just turns it over to a conciliator and lets them cuss him. But now you've got some awfully good people in this state, in this field.
That's right.
You've got Sam Bloom at Dallas, who brought about the Dallas integration. You've got this fella, this preacher up there, this lay preacher, Luther Holcomb, who's real good. You've got,
Bob Story would be good.
Who? Excellent. And you got folks like that that you could make take over this committee. And the Negroes couldn't cuss a fella like Story or Holcomb or Sam Bloom, because they've made advances for him, and the conservatives and Republicans couldn't either. And you just, then you get a kind of a progressive outlook for acting. What they want is action. At the same time, you haven't imposed anything on them. You haven't done anything. Until there's a fire, you just send a fire engine.
Yeah. I think that's foul.
Now, Bert Combs put in a public accommodation by executive order, and that's quite a different thing.
Yeah.
But conciliation by executive order, and instead of talking about compliance and enforcement, don't ever use those words if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Talk about observance.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to observe the law.
Yeah.
When you go to enforcing something, a man gets his back up.
That's right.
And I talked to the Attorney General this morning, and we've had these spies in different states watching for trouble.
Yeah.
And it's very quiet over the country, and the response, the wires are just amazingly good, particularly from the South on the speech last night. Because I didn't cuddle up to them, but I wasn't the least bit critical or vicious or demanding, and I just appealed for us reasoning together.
Everybody, I heard several reports on it, and everybody told me it was excellent
appearance. I had all the Republicans and all the Democrats, had Halleck and Dirksen, and had all the liberals, Javits, Humphrey, and all that group, but it was a pretty united group that was there.
Yeah. Well, I'll be up there tomorrow, and we'll just go into this here in Europe.
Well, one thing I've got to get you to do is just take your plane and with some other thing, first do it by telephone, and then pull these back where we were in Bob Kerr's funeral. We've got to pull these 11 southern states where we know that as against any challenges we have from up there, that they all with us. They all are, but somebody might split them off and tell them something else.
Yeah.
And we can't do it in that way. We can't tell them that's the name, but we got to be sure that's the result. We got to try to hold them together. I got to get your ideas on other parts of the country, too. Have you read Newsweek this week?
Yes,
well, read that very carefully. Just take it and read some more sentences after lunch.
All right.
Take each sentence and analyze it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
See you at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
All right.
Now, stay as long as you can and don't have to hurry back.
Well, we'll spend the day.
All right.